Welcome, everyone, to Traveling with Françoise. I know, I just jumped right in there. First of the year, I just jumped right in. I am Françoise Rose. We're coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. We're hitting 2018 running. And here is the weird part. It is already, let me move my microphone over, it is already January 7th. What happened to the first part? I don't know. It's weird. It's to feel it's already January 7th. Well, joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm better than you. You have that weird thing going around.
Yeah. My household has got a few of them. I'm the third one in the house.
Well, I'm glad there's a glass between us.
Right.
Because I can't get that thing no more. I had it for a little bit. I had a real shortened version of the cold going around about 4 days. And then I was pretty much got over it. It was a head cold. But You don't seem to have that.
No, I just, mine was pretty much just yesterday. Yesterday was really the heavy day.
The heavy day, yeah.
I got sick the night before at about 8 o'clock. All of a sudden, it felt like I got hit by a bus. Like, I was fine, and then all of a sudden, it was just done.
Well, see, you sound like what my mother had. That's what my mother had. She was just, boom, hit, was sick, kind of felt flu-ish.
Yeah.
Not so much the head cold. I had the head cold part. Jack had the same thing. I mean, everybody's getting it in all different amount of times. They're getting it some. And then on Facebook, I'm seeing people that have been sick. They're going on their third week that they can't.
Yeah, I can't. That's just too much.
And the cough. You don't have the cough thing either.
No, but the hard part with me, and I don't know what it is, but when I cough, it feels like somebody opens my chest up.
Oh.
When I cough, it hurts my chest and back of my head.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Oh,
it's very strange.
Yeah, well, those muscles that you don't maybe use or something. I don't know. Coughing muscles. I'm not sure. But the weather's great. Palm Springs Film Festival is in town. Came in perfect weather. Long lines. A lot of people are here. So they're enjoying the film festival. Lots of things going on in every direction of the Coachella Valley. I was on El Paseo the other night. I went over to Thai Smile on Friday night. And, you know, they have that first weekend in Palm Desert off of El Paseo. And they have cruise night. There were more cars of all ages cruising. I mean, there was old pickup trucks. There was really old, like antique vintage cars. And there were some lowrider cruising type cars. There had a little bit of everything. There was a lot of them. In fact, there were so many. People were sitting along the side of the street watching them.
Just watching. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun, I thought, and I took some pictures and posted it. So remember that the first, I think it's the first Friday of each month they do that. They have the cruise night and some other stuff, and that was along El Paseo. So we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey. They were rocking it. Yesterday morning I went in to do the segment on KSQ, and I go in early. I hit the donut shop about 6 o'clock, and I take a box of donuts over to the TV station with me.
Oh, yeah.
And they were already busy then. This morning I went in to get donuts for us today, and everybody just seemed to come to town all at once.
It seems that way.
It does. Yeah, it's just like the roads are full, and I don't know. It was strange. And I went to the store the other day. I go to the Albertsons over there by Swiss Donuts. And they had all the check stands open, and it was about noon maybe. All the check stands open and lines in each one.
Well, at least they had all the check stands open.
I know.
I hate when there's 30 people in like 2 lines.
Yes, but some fellow, and I said something. I'm sorry, I did. There's this long line at the Express, and they have 4 different checkouts at the Express.
Right.
And it's 15 items or less.
Right.
And pretty
some
much.
People just don't understand.
Oh, yeah. But most of the time they kind of do. Right. They push it right there. But that's okay. Just get them through. But this fellow, who I saw him get up out of his little rascal thing there, go get some stuff off the shelf, walk back over to it, get in. He decides that he doesn't want to wait in line. So he goes around all the check stands to the front of the Express and just cuts in front of everybody.
Wow.
I know.
So what did you say?
I said, I just bought, if I hadn't seen him get up, I might not have said anything. But the fact that he got up and walked to different places to get stuff and then goes down. So I said, excuse me, because I know all the checkers there. I said, Lori, that fellow there just cut in front of this, and the line was long.
Right.
In front of all of us to get there. So she's giving the guy a lecture, and he's going, oh, I didn't know. Really?
You didn't know there was, no.
Yeah.
No. You didn't know. Play dumb.
Don't do that out there, folks. Please, don't do that. All right. He might not do it again now because we shamed him. He was so embarrassed by the time he left.
That's a good thing.
But what makes people think to do that? I don't know. There was a lady behind me that was in a real hurry. I said, just go in front of me.
Right. And see, that's cool. But I don't like when people kind of expect you to just let them. Like, I understand they have an emergency, but it's not my emergency. You know, and I'm not going to slow them down, but at the same time, they got to respect that everybody's got their own their own emergency.
And I said to her, I said, look, because she wasn't saying it to me. I could just tell.
Right.
I could just tell because of that guy cut in front of everybody, and then some other person couldn't figure out how to sign the little machine. And yeah, and I could just tell. I could see her stressing. I said, look, you can go in front of me. It's fine. She goes, oh, no, no, really, it's fine. But then at the end, I said, just go, please, just go.
I'd feel better if you just went.
Yeah, if you just went. Yeah, because who knows? Maybe I won't be able to find my change or something. Anyway, all right, so just be respectful. We have a lot of people out there. Oh boy, where did that all come from? Anyway, I guess I was wanting to tell somebody about it. Yeah. Today's show is presented by Diane Williams and Associates. If you're looking to buy or sell, and the real estate market is hot, hot, hot. I see the for sale signs go up. I saw a home the other day that was priced high, sell within a month. Go into escrow within a month.
Wow.
And it was kind of a fixer upper. So yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, and it was not priced as a fixer-upper by any means. So real estate market's hot. Diane Williams and Associates, they are located on-site in Indian Ridge Country Club. However, she handles the entire Coachella Valley, and she's been at it a long time and really knows her stuff, and everyone loves her. We love having her on the show. Excuse me, love having her on the show. So Diane Williams and Associates, you can check out their information on the Traveling with Francois website. All right, we have a couple guests today in the first hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk to Donna, which we've tried to do this over the past couple of months, and it's for some reason hasn't worked out. But the whale watching is phenomenal right now. In fact, I have passes for two on the website for you to enter to win. And Donna's going to be calling us from somewhere because she's with her husband right now traveling for her birthday. But she said the migrating whales, just really a lot of them out there. So we're going to hear from her in the second hour. I have a 4-pack of something to give away. And I also have a couple tickets to the Career Builder Challenge. Now, people have been asking me constantly about Career Builder Challenge passes now. Some people just want to go see Huey Lewis in the News or the Goo Goo Dolls.
Correct.
And these will get you in for that. So there you go. So I have those, but which is a good thing. They just, you know, the whole idea is to get people to the golf course.
Right.
Just get them over there to kind of feel the environment, feel what's going on. I think once you're there, then you'll just say, hey, you know, I want to look around. I want to see what's going on here. So anyway, we have those. Yesterday I was on KSQ. I featured Scottsdale, which I'll be going to. I'll be broadcasting from next weekend. All right. I think that pretty much covers it. Oh, use the website. I tell you this, and I had some analytics the other day done on the website, and I see that a lot of you love going to the contest page. Okay. I know. I hear you.
Imagine that.
Yeah. But when you're there, look through the whole darn thing. We have all our sponsors' information. We have past shows. We have archives. I get this all the time. They'll say, oh, I missed that show. I go, do you know you can hear it on the website? Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. Use the website. That's what it's there for. On that note, we're going to step around away. I think, did Felice walk in? Did you see Felice's here?
Yes.
They have food. We love food. They have an event coming up with the Braille that I think you'll want to go to for sure. We'll find out more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM. Exactly. Right, here we go. Welcome back to Traveling with Francois, everyone. I am Francois Rhodes. Great to have you with us today. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, at Alia, Gallery 500, and so much more. Check it out on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, The 500, the500ps.com. And they also have a boardroom if you need a boardroom for those business meetings that everybody seems to have. Well, joining us in studio is Felice Ciapparini, and he is with the Braille Institute. Well, everyone knows who you are by now. I don't even know if they need to go through this big. But if you don't know, because I talk about all the things happening at the Braille every single week, and it's a lot. I drove by there the other day, and your parking lot was full.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, you had, and I forgot what day it was. It was a day that kind of struck me kind of funny, and I don't remember what day it was, but I thought, wow, there's a lot of cars in there. What is going on? But I didn't have time to stop and see. And I said, you guys do have the seasons here. You have a lot going on for people that are visually impaired, that are just starting vision loss. They already have vision loss. So much happening at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage on Ramon Road there. But you are here, Felice, to talk about an event that's coming up that just seems like a lot of fun. I saw you on Eye on the Desert the other night. And you had Aaron Murphy as Julia Child. And tell us all about this. What's going on?
Okay, this is a lot of fun. Yeah. This is our annual fundraiser. The Friends of Braille Institute Rancho Mirage hold an annual fundraiser for us every February. And the proceeds that they raise go to our programs and services here at the Rancho Mirage Center. And this year, we're fortunate enough to have Aaron Murphy, who's a professional contralto singer, opera singer.
Uh-huh.
And she does a skit. This was a skit that was done back, I believe, in the 1980s. It was done by Gene Stapleton.
Oh.
And it is mimicking Julia Child going mm-hmm. through one of her recipes, only it's all singing. And it's done larger than life. So this is kind of fun for us. It's going to be very entertaining. And it kind of hooks back into our services. You know, we provide cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
We like to call it cooking without looking
yeah.
for people who are visually impaired or losing their sight. So I believe it's a nice tie-in, and it's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, I mean, it just – the whole – it has such a good, fun feel about it. Now it's called Bon Appetit, and it's with singing sensation Aaron Murphy as Julia Child. It's a midday fundraising luncheon that's going to happen at the beautiful Thunderbird Country Club in Rancho Mirage. Very, very nice there.
It's a beautiful venue. We're yes. fortunate enough to be there. And also the food, the lunch. It's not your rubber chicken lunch. It's a gourmet meal.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Tickets are $100 per person. $50 is tax deductible as a donation to Friends of the Braille. Tell us about this lunch. It looks like it's going to now – is Julia Child there, Aaron, going to be making this meal in front of everyone? How is this all going to work?
She's making a chocolate cake.
Oh,
she's making a flourless chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be our entertainment while we're eating.
All right.
So by the time dessert comes around, we will have dessert, but it won't be what she's cooking
okay.
up on stage.
But she's going to be up there, and I'm sure she'll be giving funny comments and tips and all sorts of just fun stuff.
Absolutely. If someone wants to go online, they can see a little clip of it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All I'd have to do is Google Aaron Murphy, Julia Child, and it'll come up and you get a kind of an idea of what it's all about.
And this is really important because this is your annual fundraiser for the Braille Institute, which – and tell people what do the fund – you have so much going on there. I don't even know how you decide where the funds go, but give their listeners an idea of where the funds go.
Okay, a couple of examples. 2 years ago, the funds that were raised during this fundraiser went to renovate our kitchen classroom.
Mm.
You know, our building was built in 1989, so it was in need of renovation. The appliances needed to be updated and all of that. So that was 2 years ago. This past year, we raised over $50,000, and that went to purchase two vehicles to help with transportation of students and also for our outreach services.
Okay. And now if someone, they can't go, first of all, for those that want to go, it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, February 3rd, 11 a.m., I think I can make my way over there. That looks like, because I love to eat, I saw the Julia Child clip. It's just going to be a ton of fun, folks. Saturday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. at Thunderbird Country Club, $100. To buy tickets, 760-459-6331. And I'll have this on the Traveling with Francois website, the number, so it's easy in case you didn't write it down. But it's 760-459-6331. Now, if people want to just, they're out of town, they can't make it, they want to donate, you will certainly take donations.
Absolutely. You know, all of our services are provided free of charge. And that's through the generosity of our donors. We would not be able to provide the services we do without their generosity.
Right. So if they call that same number or go to your website for the Braille, and that website is?
www.brailleinstitute.org.
Okay. And if they just go there, there's probably, I would imagine, a donate button.
There is.
And you can just donate. Or buy tickets for a friend. This is a great gift. Buy tickets for someone, give them the tickets, and let them go.
That's great. That's a great idea.
Is that a good idea?
I love that.
I love doing things like that because there's people that they don't even think about it, but you know this would be something they would really want to go to. So get them tickets. Send them over a good cause, tax deductible, a lot of fun going on. And it says here you have a silent auction, the student art sale. Who are the students there? Students from the Braille?
Yes, and that's very interesting because this year's proceeds are going to our arts program. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a very vibrant arts program at Braille Institute. Institute. Just because your vision fades doesn't mean you still can't be creative.
Right.
So our students work in all types of media. For example, ceramics. We have two kilns that, so we can fire our own ceramics. We also do painting, woodworking, sewing, basket weaving. And so this year the funds are going towards that. But what we have is we have actual artwork that's been created by our students that we will have there on display and for sale. And, of course, the proceeds will come back to Braille Institute.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know some of the Christmas decorations you had in the Braille were done by your students there.
Yes,
yeah,
they were.
Yeah, see, I see them. And my mom actually did a couple decorations as well. She goes over there because she has some slight vision loss. And now that she found you, we're finding that it's really helping because it's just giving her an idea of how you can help yourself in case it gets worse. So it's always good to be proactive and not reactive.
Exactly.
Did you know, Felici, I read it this morning. Did you know that these young college kids made a Rubik's Cube for Braille people? Did you see that?
I had heard about that. I hadn't read about it, but I had heard somewhere that, yes, they made this. Apparently, it's a tactile Rubik's Cube.
That has the, when you mean tactile, has the little bumps on it
right.
So people can feel the different colors
right.
And put it all together. As if Rubik's Cube is not hard enough. Yeah. but I was thinking of you, and I think it would be great if they were to donate some to the Braille.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, this past week was Louis Braille's birthday.
Mm. All right. And that how long has the Braille Institute been helping people?
We've been around since 1919, so next year is our centennial.
Amazing. And there are how many Braille Institutes across the country that you know of? I mean,
well, we're only – Braille Institute of America is only here in Southern California. And
really?
We have six locations, including the one here in Rancho Mirage. Our headquarters is in Los Angeles. We have one in Santa Barbara, one in San Diego, and two in Orange County.
Wow. I thought they were across the United States. Well, they should be because you guys do such great work over there. You help so many people. And I tell everyone you have that extensive library there – over 100,000 books on audio, and it's just amazing. You have your computer room, you have the kitchen, you have singing classes, you have the piano, you have music classes, current events, Braille classes, Spanish speaking, English speaking. You guys do a tremendous job over there at the Braille Institute.
Thank you, Francois.
Really, all right, folks, so don't forget Bon Appetit, which is happening on Saturday, the 3rd of February, 11 a.m. at Thunderbird Country Club. You can buy tickets now, $100, the tickets per person. $50 is tax deductible as a donation to Friends of the Braille, 760-459-6331. All this information will be on the Traveling with Francois website. Everyone, I want to see you over there so we can have a good time. All right, Felici. And you're going on a cruise real quick, but this is Traveling with Francoise. Yes.
I am. I will be traveling. Not with Francoise, but
no,
I'll be traveling.
Me, but yeah, I'm jealous you're going. You're going without me, Felici. I can't believe it. And you guys are going where?
We're leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. We're doing a 7-day Caribbean cruise.
Oh, just so. And you already have the tan. You won't even need to get the tan. You're already
I'm building
ready.
My base.
You're really good. All right, Felici. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Francoise.
Okay. All right, folks. We're going to go on. We have just a few minutes left of this segment of the show. I want to tell you a few things coming up. We do have our next guest. Is going to be joining us in just a little bit after the break, and we're going to find out about a Icons and Idols benefit concert that's coming up on that one's in January. That will be right around the corner. Remember, Bon Appetit is on Saturday the 3rd of February, so you have plenty of time to sign up and tell your friends about it. Gallery 500, they have a reception that's happening the 9th, which would be Tuesday night, with an artist from Monique Christophers and Bruce Dunlap. They will be there at Gallery 500, inside the 500, from 5 to 7. It's a free artist reception, and that's Tuesday, January 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m., so go on over there. Of course, Renova Energy has been all over town doing such great things. I was over at the river the other day. The solar parking, you know, Felici, you're around town all the time. And these solar parking spaces now that we're getting, finally, in the desert is so fantastic.
Finally.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, because summer, we're here. We're full-time residents. And we go to places. And to park under a tree is $1 million. You get that tree spot and you go, oh, wow, this is wonderful. And
that's true.
Yeah. So at the river, they do have the solar parking spots now, which is great. Also, Thai Smile, I was over there the other day. They have their current season hours, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. for lunch. Dinner is 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that is Thai Smile on El Paseo in Palm Desert. They used to be in Rancho Mirage. Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have a lot of pre-owned vehicles with all the warranties and everything in the world to go with it. They have big sales on their pre-owned vehicles. Go on in there, Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. Tell them I sent you, Traveling with Francois. Angel View, they have their luncheon coming up on January 25th. I am going to be the MC and a model. There you go. I know, huh? But I told him no dresses. I am not a dress person.
What are you modeling?
I'm going to pants and a top. I told her, I said, a business suit. She said, we don't have business suits. I said, oh, sorry. Okay. But so I said some really fancy fluffy toppers. I don't know. I'm just not into dresses. I might do a long dress. That I might do. Yeah. But anyway, so I will be there. I will be emceeing and a model as well. B. Alston's Jewelers, they have the largest selection of men's wedding bands in the entire Coachella Valley, plus a bunch of other things. I'm going over there today. I want to see a few new items that they have at B. Alston's Jewelers at the Gardens on El Paseo, lower level. Check them out. Indian Ridge Country Club, Diane Williams, we mentioned them. Command One Security, we have a lot of visitors in town. I mean, the whole valley has changed. So if you're looking for security, Command One Security, they're the ones to call. Expert Repairs at the Westfield Mall. Expert Repairs by Joseph. Going over there. He fixes glasses also. Remember that. If you break those glasses of yours, those metal glasses, don't just throw those $500 glasses away. Go on over there and he can fix those for you. McDonald's, they have Uber Eats delivery. So much going on here. I have all my Braille Institute information. Again, all of this will be posted on the website. And remember, Tony, our knife and scissors sharpening person is back in action and sharpening those knives, business and residential. So you can give them a call and all the information is on the website. All right. And that's it. We're going to step aside shortly in just a moment. And when we come back, we have our next guest with us. So, and I do have some prizes to give away a little bit later on in the show. So you don't want to miss that. One of them is a family four-pack. I won't tell you where until we get to that portion. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside for some national and local news. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. I am Francois Rhodes. All right, joining us in studio, first time, by the way, I love having first time guests, and she is energized and ready to go, is Ellen Goodman. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Notice I didn't even say why you're here.
I just love that I'm a first time guest and I am totally energized. You have no idea.
This is the first time you've been on the show because you are working with, and we're going to find out exactly what your title is, but the Palm Springs Unified School District, their auditorium, their spectacular auditorium, which, by the way, I have a seat thanks to John Monahan.
Yes, thank you, John.
Thank you so much, John, named after Traveling with Francois.
That's right.
So very, very exciting. But that is a spectacular auditorium. You have had, wow, celebrities after celebrities in there, great film, great student productions, all sorts of things. It's historic. I mean, that building, everything is just beautiful. Plus, you went through a major renovation.
Huge. $17 million.
And it's such a large. How many seats in the auditorium?
So we lost a few seats, but I will tell you, it's the largest in the West Valley. We have 868 seats.
And everyone's a good one.
Every seat is a good seat. You're absolutely right.
Every seat is a good seat.
And you can name your seats.
Yes. And you have all that parking because it is also a high school.
Yes, we have a ton of parking.
Do those kids over there realize what they have with that auditorium? Do they understand how phenomenal
that is? They have no. I don't think they have any idea, to be honest. And, you know, in their renovation, like you said, the one thing that they kept, the school kept, they kept the stage because of all the celebrities that have been on that stage.
Well, just recently, Meryl Streep,
Tom Hanks.
Spielberg.
Is that kind of gone? Last year, we had Robert De Niro on stage.
Yeah. I mean, it's something. Well, Ellen, you are here today for Icons and Idols, a musical tribute to Janis Joplin, Freddie Mercury, George Michael, and Prince. Now, could you have picked any more exciting people than those guys? They're phenomenal. So tell us a little bit. This event is happening Thursday, January 18th at 6:30, and it has to do with Grab Your Seat. So I'm going to just hand the mic over to you.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about what Grab Your Seat is, what's going on here.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So when we opened the doors last year after the renovation, we created a campaign called Grab Your Seat, and John grabbed a seat for you. Mm-hmm. And 55 other people grabbed seats, which was super. And we kicked it off with a concert Postmodern Jukebox came. And I will tell you, it was Michael Childers and Debbie Green and came up with this amazing production last year. And we sold out. Every single seat was filled. And at the end of the night, people were like, you need to do this again. You need to do this again. You need to do this again. And Michael Childers and Debbie Green came back and said, why don't you look at original production? And Michael was off and running. I want to tell you, he is a brainchild behind this whole entire event. And he came up with the tribute Icons and Idols. So Grab Your Seat is our campaign. And Icons and Idol is our concert. And in the West Valley, actually in the Valley, I don't recall hearing an 80s tribute concert or a rock concert happening in our town. A lot of Broadway.
Yeah, but nothing like this. Now, Ellen Goodman, what is your position here with this?
Right. How does all this happen?
Yes.
I work for the school district. Okay. I'm the foundation director.
Okay.
Our school district has a 501c3 foundation, mm-hmm. and it's our job. We are matchmakers. We bring the community together with programs that the government either does not fund or is underfunded. And so like this event is an opportunity to raise the profile mm-hmm. of programs that would be severely cut
right.
if the governor decided or the new governor after the 2018
right.
campaign mm-hmm. decides, oh, we need to cut our budgets because we can't afford our pensions. And so we want to make sure that the arts never go away. And that's one of the jobs that the foundation is tackling.
And that's the sad part, because when they talk about budget cuts, the arts is
yeah,
one of
usually the
first
things
to go
right.
which is sad, because look around, look at all the venues just here alone in the Coachella Valley for artists, young budding artists, and the potential in this world is just so different now for people to be that are creative to get out there and share that creativity with others.
That's
and
so true.
This is amazing. Now, when you talk about Grab Your Seat, explain what you're talking about. It's not just going there and sit down and watch the show.
Right.
There's a lot more to that. What is that?
Well, and it's not just like kind of grabbing your seat, actually, right? Because that was kind of our little buzz. So, no, Grab Your Seat is creating a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an opportunity for every single person in our valley, every alumni, every graduate. We even have people who are three generations, like they've got kids in middle school or in high school who will be graduating. So it's an opportunity to create a legacy and inscribe your name on one of the seats in the theater. We have 868 of them and create this long lasting experience. And 100% of the money will actually go into an arts endowment so that we never lose the arts again.
Oh, that's fantastic. So
I mean, I also have to tell you, you can also grab a curtain. You can grab the concession stand.
Grab anything you
right?
want.
You can grab any wall you want, and you can put your name on one of those as well.
But I love this idea of the seats. I mean, it's something that's used on a continual basis. You have so you put plaques on the back of the seat or on the armrest?
On the armrest.
On the armrest of the seats that stay there for however long?
Well, we have no idea how long.
Yeah, okay.
I would. It is in writing that it'll stay 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It could be 25 years, but it's on the website. It is in writing, though. Mm-hmm. There were a few other opportunities where people had a plaque in the original 1958 building.
Mm-hmm.
And so that stayed there 60 years.
Isn't that something? So you can have your name or your business name.
Oh, well, we have your business name.
Traveling with Francoise is on a seat in there. So you can or dedicate a seat to someone.
We have a lot of that, actually.
A lot of dedication. You have, again, how many seats to grab?
We have 868 seats.
Okay.
And here's a funny story is that the alumni of the class of, I believe it was 64, they grabbed a seat. And what was funny is they grabbed the seat that they always sat in, which happened to be near the exit, so they could sneak out during intermissions or during, when the theater was dark.
Do we want to talk? Okay. Well, this event then you're having on Thursday, January 18th, 7 p.m. at the Richards Center for the Arts, formerly the Palm Springs High School Auditorium, which a lot of people are still going to refer to it as that.
Because they will for a while.
Yes, probably will too for quite a while. That is going, and that's part of the Grab Your Seats program.
Right. So it's really to help build the visibility of our campaign, build the visibility of our district, build awareness of our kids, the programs that are severely underfunded or not funded. So really, it is inside that grab your seat. And, you know, it's interesting. Last night, we got a confirmation from a sponsor as a result of this campaign that really, Francois, it could take us years to meet everybody.
Right.
But when you do an event, you know, whenever you do an event, the profile shifts.
Now,
so they're critical.
Do people, Ellen, get to pick the seat that they want to grab?
Yes.
If it's available.
Yes.
Okay, if it's available. So they can go in and find a seat and say, all right, you guys, this is the seat I want my name on or my friend's name on or my business name on.
You betcha.
Okay.
So you can go on Eventbrite, actually.
Okay.
It's grab your seat. So you could go onto Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. You can choose your seat. And if you want, you can pay by credit card.
Okay. And what is the cost to choose? Does it go by area or how does that work?
It's $500 a seat.
Oh, well. For how many years? That is a steal. That's
kind of great, right?
That is great.
And the cost of inscribing the seat, the cost, the nameplate, the engraving, the removal, the replacement has all been underwritten. All the promotional materials, all underwritten. So your $500 goes right into the endowment.
Oh, that's fantastic. So see, when you're trying to – I love to I love things that are creative, and I really like people to think about it. These things like this are something that you might not say, all right – but for me, maybe not. But, you know, the perfect person that would just – it would be so wonderful for – or you have someone that loved that theater, that went all the time to all the events that you have there. Put their name on a seat. There's so many ways that you can do this. Surprise somebody with a seat. Go on in there. Say, hey, let's go in there. Let's go to see this event.
That's a
this
good
one
idea.
Right now. Icons and I. Let's go. And their name is already there on
that.
A seat.
I
now,
love that.
Wouldn't
and,
that be
And you
fun?
Know what? We had some people who bought tickets for the Icons and Idols who actually bought the tickets because it's not a deed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can't think that, oh my goodness, this is my seat forever, my forever seat, as far as my butt's going to go in there. But we did have people for the concert who got on and actually purchased a ticket for the event in their seat.
In their seat, yeah. That's the way to go. So this is fantastic. Such a great idea. And again, for the Richard Center for the Arts, the Richard Center for the Arts, formerly the Palm Springs High School Auditorium, just a wonderful, wonderful building. Arts program that you have over there, so great, so influential to all our young budding artists here. The campaign, again, is Grab Your Seat. The event is Icons and Idols. It is Thursday, January 18th, 6:30 p.m. You can buy tickets online.
Yes, at grabyourseat.net.
Really, really simple, grabyourseat.net. And what about at the door, if somebody at the last minute, they have some friends that came into town, they were going, they want to bring them, you think you might be able to get them in if they buy their tickets at the door?
You know, I would give it a try.
Okay.
Last year
All right.
we were sold out, but I absolutely would give it a try. There are people who cancel, there are people who can't show.
Yeah.
And so there's you know, we were able to put people in seats last year, even though the event was sold out.
You never know. And ticket ranges from $75 to $125, very, very reasonable for really fun evening. I don't know. I can't wait to go.
It's going to be 90 minutes, no intermission. You will know every single song. You will sing along the entire night. It's going to knock your socks off.
Everybody's going to be rocking in the aisle.
Yeah.
They're going to be having a good time. Well, Ellen, this is a great program. Good job for you guys over
Thank
there.
Thank you so much.
And keeping the arts alive here in the Coachella Valley and keeping that beautiful auditorium going.
It's great.
We are so lucky to have it.
Thank you so much.
So again, why don't you go ahead, give us a rundown of the event. Tell us how we buy the tickets, where it's going to be, what night. Go right ahead.
Okay, so remember, so it's a curtain, 6:30. It is Thursday the 18th. It is a 90-minute, no intermission. Knock your socks off. You will know every song. You're going to sing along, right? And you can purchase tickets at grabyourseat.net or call us 760-416-8455.
And I'll have this information on the website also. If you didn't get all that, folks, not to worry. It will be on the Traveling with Francois website. So you can grab your seat or grab a seat for someone else, grab a seat for the whole family. How about the whole office? How about everybody in the office get together and grab a seat? A couple seats.
There you go.
I know.
Love that idea.
I know. That's Ellen's going to go over to the next office. She says,
telling you,
I think
it's like pulling money. That's what a great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, just have some
Let's
fun with this. Yeah. And support the arts program. Ellen Goodman, great having you on the show. You'll have to come back.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. On that note, folks, we're going to step aside and we'll be right back with some more information of what's going on here in the Coachella Valley. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. So you learn all these things on Traveling with Françoise. I just learned how to airdrop on my phone. A picture. Ellen wanted the picture, and she airdropped it to herself, so I didn't learn anything.
Well, you kind of learned.
Yeah, I was watching it. She just like zipped through there. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, what a fun program. Again, I have to go see my seat. Is that terrible? I haven't seen my seat yet.
Really?
Yeah, Traveling with Françoise. Yeah, because you know why? They had their event when they showed all the seats. It was in New York.
Oh.
Yeah, so we weren't here to see it. So.
You were traveling.
I was traveling, yes. All right. Okay. This segment of the show is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners. Actually, it's brought to you by two people. Country Club Cleaners, Jeannie over at the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Go on over there. 10% off of your dry cleaning if you mentioned Traveling with Françoise. And Arc Attire, which was formerly Desert Arc Attire. They've moved now. They're on Reserve Drive off of Varner Road. Remember that. They have moved. It's about 5 minutes away from their previous location. They're still in Thousand Palms. But the name is now Arc Attire. So remember that. Their website is still arcattire.org. Their phone number is 760-343-7333. And they're doing a phenomenal job. And all their employees are clients of Desert Arc. So it's a good, good thing. Now, I want to bring up something really quick before I forget. We were talking about the Rubik's Cube with the Braille. And what did you say, Sean?
I can solve one. I don't know if I could solve a Braille one, but I can solve a regular 3x3 one.
All right. So I'm next time, because next weekend I'm going to be in Scottsdale.
Okay.
But I'm going to make a note that I'm going to bring a Rubik's Cube in.
I know, because you don't want me to bring mine.
No, I'm not letting you bring yours. I'm bringing mine. I know I have one somewhere. And then, so do you time yourself or what?
No, I just, I sit at my desk all day.
Oh, wait a minute.
So in order for me to get up, what I did was I would just get up and I would walk circles around my house and just work on a certain move. Okay. And slowly I got them all.
So does that mean you won't be paying attention to what we're doing here on the air?
It only takes me about, I think my daughter timed me. I think it takes about 2 minutes.
Oh,
maybe a little under.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to frustrate me. I'm going to get that thing out and I'm going to start messing with it and see if I can do it. All right. So that's a challenge I'm giving to Sean next time I'm bringing in the Rubik's Cube. I'm going to make myself a note. Okay. I do have two passes to the Career Builder Challenge. Good for any course, any day. Two of them. Now, here's something that you might think about. You might want the tickets for yourself and go both days to both concerts. That's a thought, because there's going to be a ton of people there. So really, do you care if you bring someone or not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I would probably do.
Yeah, you're going to run into people you know. Yep. When you go to things like this, there are always people that you know. So if you would like to win these tickets, give us a call. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I will mail you the tickets. It is two tickets to the Career Builder Challenge. They are good for any course, any day. But they're only good for one day. You can use both of them in one day. You can use one day, one the next day, whatever. But I'm down to my last few now, and people keep, or now I'm getting all these, Françoise, do you have any more of those tickets left? So here's your chance if you want them, 760-440-8255. Okay, free events going on in the Coachella Valley. Desert Town Hall, let's see. They have a poetry contest. They're accepting submissions for a poetry contest in honor of former ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy. And this is through the deserttownhall.org for more information. So this is if you write poetry, this might be good for you. The annual snow guessing contest is still open. It looks like we haven't had snow at the top of the tram that I know of. Maybe there was a little cloud yesterday, but I haven't heard anything. So that is still open. All right. The Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival is hiring. Fair is 10 days of fun, February 16th through 25th. So they are hiring at the Riverside County National Date Festival. Also, City of Palm Desert invites artists, gallery museums, nonprofits, private collectors to participate in their El Paseo Sculpture Exhibition. Deadline for entries must be submitted electronically by February 28th. And the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus, they are holding auditions on Tuesday, January 9th at 7 p.m. at the Mizell Senior Center. So if you're interested in singing, go on over there. You could go to the artist reception at Gallery 500 first from 5 to 7, then go on over to the Mizell, which is fairly close, and see if you can you want to be part of the group. They do phenomenal shows. They're really, really good. All right. Also coming up next weekend, and this is free, the 11th Annual Sandstorm Lacrosse Festival at the Empire Polo Club in Indio. It is free. You can see all these people doing all these crazy things. It is a Sandstorm Lacrosse Annual Tournament. They attract a record. Last year, 20,000 people went to see this. So it's a lacrosse festival going over there. It is free. And also, don't forget, the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert has their free yoga every Wednesday through April. And that is from 9 to 10 a.m. So there you go, out there in the gardens, the beautiful gardens out there at the Sworsky. That is their gardens out there. I said that correctly. All right, Sean is talking to someone on the phone. So obviously, we have a winner for those tickets. Maybe we will have time to get them on the air. Oh, it looks like he's. Yes.
You have Judith from 29
okay.
Palms.
Okay. Hi, Judith.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. All right. You're good. You did win tickets to the Career Builder. Now, are you going for the golf or the concerts?
I like both. I really like Huey Lewis, but every year I try to win because I like Phil Mickelson.
Oh, well, Phil's going to be there.
I know. I know.
So now you're a winner, and I will get those tickets. I'll go out in the mail to you on Monday. How's that?
Okay. Last year I didn't get the tickets, and so you told me that from now on I had to come and pick them up because some reason, I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Once I put them in mail, but if you want to pick them up, just tell Sean. He'll make a note, and I'll get in touch with you, and I'll leave them somewhere where you can pick them up if you'd rather do that. Okay?
Okay, I can pick them up any time before the
Well, we can't do all this on the air, Judith, because we are on the air now.
Okay.
So we'll have to. Sean. I have your phone number. Talk to Sean, and we'll figure out how you're going to get these tickets, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Hold on. All righty. Okay. Yeah. There you go, Sean. Yeah. I mean, I would love to be able to figure this all out of the air for Judith, but it's not going to work. Okay. Now, remember the film festival, the theaters for the film festival is Annenberg Theater, Camelot Theater, Mary Pickford, Palm Canyon Theater, Regal Cinemas Palm Springs, and the Richard Center for the Performing Arts. Right now, the film festival is going on. I didn't get tickets this year. I don't know why. This year just kind of snuck by me or going into this year, and usually they always give me tickets, but I go pick them up is how it works, and I didn't get over there to pick up any tickets to give away for the film festival, so sorry about that. Maybe next time. All right, here's an event that you might want to go to. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun as well. On Sunday, January 21st, Cal David, Lori Bono, and The Real Deal with Jimmy Fitzgerald, Will Donato, Barry Minifield. They will be playing at the Marquee Academy of Performing Arts on Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. It's $25 per person. This is they are collecting warm clothing, hats, gloves, scarves to help homeless in the neighborhood. So they're looking for donations, and this is Come Together. It's an event called Come Together, and it's going to be a great event. Only $25 per person, and all this information will be up on the website Traveling with Francoise. Like I say, there's a lot of things going on. Patricia Welch, if you haven't seen her, go on over to the Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort. She's doing a phenomenal show. It's only $5 for the show, 6 to 9 every Thursday. People are loving it, so get there early to get your seat. We had Patricia on the show, and what a beautiful voice. I was listening to her CD the other day. Just great stuff. There's things happening at the Living Desert now that you can get a day pass. At the Living Desert, they have a new program now, Total Adventure Package called TAP, and that is, cost is $15.95 for members and $17.95 for non-members. It'll get you in there, and all the things that are in the Living Desert, it'll be part of that as well. So, good stuff. Lots of good stuff going on here in the Coachella Valley. All right, Sean, did you get all that straight?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Judith. Funny, we were trying to get that. I think she forgot we were on the air, but that's okay. That's all right. Okay, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're shifting gears into travel. We are going to find out about the whales that are migrating. We have travel industry news of all sorts of stuff going on. I still have that family four-pack that I'm giving away. I'll tell you about it next hour. So stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.